Hello.
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 Wow.
Are we on TV?
Sorry, we're having a bit of a good warm up just before, so we're a bit hyper.
There is some energy left, at least.
Okay, I'm here, and this is Who's Start Line Is It Anyway? Okay, got a bit of an echo going, and I hope I can hear Mr. C, because he wasn't in the conversation before. Okay,
hello.
You're there. Awesome.
Why have you got an echo? Are you running the live stream or something?
Oh, yeah, I am. Sorry.
Just mute the live stream.
I all got confused when we refresh the thread. It all went crazy. Now got the technology
mute
down.
The live stream.
Cyberpunk isn't going crazy shocker.
Oh, silly Billy.
Awesome. Oh, and Montoya finished second, by the way.
Hooray! That's awesome! Yeah. On an oval?
Because of his birthday, you see, it's all the good wishes we sent.
He got beaten by a 55-year-old, though.
Oh.
Don't tell me, that would be Mark Mine.
Yeah.
Was it?
What?
Yeah. Go me and my NASCAR knowledge.
Sidepod fact.
Oh my god.
and also, apparently, according to Jenny, he's now fourth in the standings, which is pretty good.
On the chase, of the chase for the race for the cup for the thing.
Apparently so.
I know my NASCAR.
The race for the cup for the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's let this show get underway, please.
Nick.
Right, this is Who Start Lines Anyway, based on the TV improv show of a similar name. And I'm not sure how well it's going to work, considering most of improv is done on visual cues. This only occurred to me last night, but we'll see how it goes. I've got plenty of stuff here lined up for everyone to do, but the first thing I thought I'd get you to do is get you sort of warm up with things Jonathan Ledyard would say, would never say, in the style of Jonathan Ledyard. So it could be good commentary, it could be saying something interesting.
Before you do that, can you first introduce everybody?
That is a good idea.
If that's all right.
We have, I guess everyone should say hello when I say their names as well.
Mm.
So we have Stephen. Or not.
Hello.
Okay, so we have Stephen.
Hello.
Awesome. We should have Alex.
Hello.
Hello.
Awesome. We should have Luca.
Oh, hello there.
We should have Gavin.
Hello.
And we should have Scott.
Good evening.
And lastly, Mr. C.
Hello.
Awesome. Right. Shall we get underway then? Does anyone want to go first, or shall I just pick a name out of my list? I would say a hat, but I haven't got a hat.
Alex has got a hat.
Alex has got a lot of things, to be honest.
Well, Alex can go first then, with his hat.
Oh god.
Yeah, Alex has got an apple box.
So, it could just be really quick. This is all just like a warm-up thing. It's I'm not going to award points. I'm not sure I'm awarding points anyway, but I'll just decide on who wins at the end.
I think you're so,
things that Jonathan Ledyard wouldn't say in the style of Jonathan Ledyard.
That's the one.
Okay, I didn't quite hear that earlier on, so I wasn't sure. sorry. Here's Lewis Hamilton overtaking Nelson Piquet, and now he's going on to go around this corner very successfully, and he's doing some other things. I'm not doing it in his style. Oh God!
This makes you sound great into impressions, so that's fine.
Did someone say it's all gone quiet? By the way, is everyone still here?
And Lukey's gone.
I think Lukey said it's all gone quiet and then vanished. Sorry.
All right. Well, moving on. Alex,
Lukey's off the call.
Well,
I've got connection loss showing on mine.
Okay, Kathy's probably on it already. We'll carry on.
Awesome. So next, I will go for Stephen.
I'm sorry, Martin. It's definitely Heikki Kovalainen. It's not Lewis Hamilton. But that's totally wrong.
Awesome. Very good. And
what
then
is that?
Where's that noise? Someone move the phone.
Famous space shuttle landing at Stephen's house.
It's an aeroplane going past my house.
Sorry.
Awesome. We're going. Scott, if you're there, you can go next.
Yeah, it's not going to be F1 related, but and now here's my shopping list. It's bread from milk from eggs. Oh, look, it's Arthur.
Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, next up, Mr. C, if you can...
Can I just check, this is stuff that he wouldn't say in the style that he would say it?
If possible, yes.
Okay.
If you're absolutely...
Now, this is unfair because I don't watch Ledyard. I don't hear him. I exclude him from me and have done since February. So I'll go for it, though. And what you're looking at now is a torsion bar from a damper spring connected to a suspension pull rod system. And if you look very closely, you can see how the car, the negative camber of the track affects the car as it goes into the corner, causing a little bit of understeer on the exit as the car pulls away.
Awesome, Mr. C. Very good. And Gavin, if you can do yours.
And as you can see, we are watching a Toyota from a Honda, from a Ferrari, from a Jaguar, but I'm just watching the motorway camera.
Brilliant. And have we got Lukey back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Awesome. Go for a Ledyard, something Jonathan Ledyard would never say in the style of Jonathan Ledyard.
Jonathan Ledyard here, and DNF means I'm not going to tell you because I don't like any of you.
Very good. Okay, we'll move on to the show proper now. So this is where it could all go horribly wrong. And basically the first sketch I've thought up is the world's worst team owner trying to justify to Ted why he's still employing the worst driver in the world. And this driver happens to be his nephew. Okay, so, and there'll be a subsequent thing for the world's worst team owner to do after this, but the first one is just world's worst team owner, who is Stephen, and Ted, who is Mr. C.
Okay, what's the world's worst team owner's name? Is he called Stephen?
It's just because of the affinity.
You can make up a name, real or false.
Okay. Mr. Briatore, can you please tell us why your nephew is still driving in your team despite the fact he spun 17 times this race?
Well, my nephew is in the team because I am his manager and I get 10%. He's in the team to perfect his crashing technique because I have a clever strategy for Singapore.
Would it not be better? Is it not important to do well in the constructors' championship? And are you not throwing it all away by persisting in having a close relative of yours drive a car very slowly and very badly?
It's better for the sponsors. The slower the car, the easier to read the adverts.
All right, one more question.
If you got no laughing, guys. Let it go.
This is the best Scottish Italian since Paul the Great.
Okay, final question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm completely convinced.
Sorry,
by
I only speak English, Italian, and French.
I'm not convinced entirely, Mr. Briatore, by what you're saying. Are we supposed to believe that the only reason this guy is in your team is because he is slow, and therefore you approve of slow drivers who spin and crash a lot?
He's slow just now because he is learning. Once he's followed the amazing Fernando, he will learn to go faster. But just now he's perfecting the lines while Fernando is here. Once Fernando goes to Ferrari, which is not going to happen, then my nephew will pick up the speed, and he will be just like the amazing Fernando.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, the Fernando bit might have to be dropped for the next section, because the world's worst team owner is now going to ask his second driver to do the world's most ridiculous media stunt, which I'm needing to improv, for his second driver to do that in the style of sort of Lewis Hamilton being suspended on cables and all the other ridiculous stuff that F1 drivers sort of have to do into build up races. And the driver will be Scott.
Oh God.
Hey, Scott's my nephew.
Hey, what's happening?
Okay, Scott, you want to be the big star in F1?
Hell yeah, go for it.
What?
Said hell yeah, go for it.
Silly Flavio, he can't understand English.
My wallet blocked my ear. Okay, Scott, do you want to be the big star? You need to keep the sponsors happy. We need you to go visit the sponsors. We have this wonderful company going to sponsor us, but they are on a rock way out across the Atlantic Ocean from Scotland. So we're going to drop you from the helicopter and you're going to parachute onto the top of Rock Hall, and they're going to meet you with a TV crew who are going to come in the parachutes with you and interview you on the way down. It will be wonderful.
I don't really feel comfortable parachuting. Do you remember the accident that happened last summer? I don't really feel comfortable parachuting.
You've crashed 17 times in the past.
Right.
You have the accidents with the parachuting. You have 17 accidents with the Formula One car. You only have one with the parachute. It'll be fine. Nothing to worry about.
Are you sure? I mean, that accident with me actually driving the car in the into the water in Singapore. I don't know. I don't really like this.
Awesome. Shall I cut that one short there?
What can possibly go wrong? You have the experts.
I'll move on to the next one, which is sort of more Flav themed, with actual Flav in it. Okay, this is in Singapore last year, and Flav, PK and Pat are meeting before the race to discuss PK wanting to crash. PK's overheard this conversation, has gone down the dodgy market next to the track and bought a secret recording device. However, this was very cheap and it is now burning him, so throughout the meeting he will have to be being burnt. And PK be being played by Gavin.
Oh, wicked.
Pat is uncomfortable by the whole situation, so he has to say everything without actually saying it. And that will be Lukey.
Oh, Christ.
And Flav has bet his boat on Fernando to win the race, so he's really desperate for it to happen, but wants to come off in his normal Flav style. So we'll start it off by everyone sitting down for the meeting, and Pat and Flav bring up the subject to PK.
Oh, it's a bit warm.
Oh, sorry. Alex is Flav.
I was going to say, that was what was about to happen.
Oh, it's a little warm in here.
Hello?
Don't worry about heat. You've got to stay cool.
Right, Nelson, you were... Know what you're doing? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Oh, yeah, you know what you're doing? Yeah, yeah, know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Crush the car.
I have no idea what is going to happen.
Have you, what's going on there, lad? You worried about it? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, is that what you're
saying? I'm just worried that things are going to get a little hot around here.
Oi, Flav, what's our lad talking about? What's going on here?
I don't know. He's just got to stay cool, and at a certain point, he's just got to career off the road and never come back into Formula One ever again.
What's it going to hurt?
But Flavio, what do you mean about my career?
You got issues, son.
I have issues, but there is a terrible feeling in my pocket. I cannot feel my leg no more.
I ain't going in there.
If you're not comfortable with this, I have many other drivers. Maybe one of them will do what I need them to do.
Oi, Flav, will your other drivers do the old spinny magic? You know what I mean?
I cannot control car with the right foot. I cannot feel foot no more.
listen, BK, all you need to do is at a certain point, all the way through the race, we ask you to drive well, and then at a certain point, we ask you to drive like normal. You crash, okay?
But how can we do this so we not get burned?
Wow.
Awesome.
This is my favourite thing ever.
I'll call that to a halt now, and we'll move on to another thing that involves everyone. And this is drivers doing quick sort of commercials, sort of a little bit in the style of Ricky Bobby, sort of doing quick ads for random products that are not associated with any team or anything in F1. So it could be anything from like cat food to light bulbs to grass clipping. So basically, I need to choose a driver and do an ad. And I'd appreciate if you could like avoid white visors, magnums, gorilla suits, Pussycat Doll records, anything of that type. But Yeah, so if you just choose a driver and think of an ad to do, that would be brilliant. So, who should we start off with?
We have to be Ricky Bobby, though.
No, you have to be a current okay, F1 driver and do it in their style. But, you know, sort of quick ads that just be rinsed out quick.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, Gavin, you want to go first?
Hello, my name is Kimi Raikkonen, and today I am very, very excited about new product I want to tell you about. It's great energy drink. It makes me get up in the morning. I have lots of energy and make me very happy. So drink Pink Bull, because Pink Bull very good. And yes, very, very happy with the team after taking many of these in the car.
Awesome. Right, moving swift along. Scott?
Hands up, everybody who's going to do a Kimi impression.
Okay. Hi, I'm Rumors Barrichello. If you want to be like me, get my new dance video. You can be just like me and do the Ruben Sheffield on the podium. And also, for me, my new toothpaste. You have white, smiley teeth like me. Yeah.
Brilliant. Stephen?
I'm a Giancarlo Fisichella. I have this wonderful new antidepressant tablets which I recommend. 2 weeks ago, I took two. I've been so happy ever since. I also got a Ferrari drive, but it is the tablets that you should buy.
Awesome. Mr. C?
Can you skip me and come back? Because I've also got fizzy. We've got one of the okay. one else to fit in.
No worries. Lukey?
All right, what's going on there? My name's Jensen Button, and when I feed my dog right. I use Winalot, the best dog I can use for any dog. Because just like me, my dog wins a lot. Cheers. See you after race.
I don't want to follow that now.
Okay, we can go to Alex.
Hi, I'm Fernando Alonso. Bread. It used to be in one lump, but now it's sliced. Sliced bread, it's...
We are back now, and we are live and streaming. I hope everyone can hear us. Can you do that one, Gavin, that one we just missed?
Okay, fine. Hi, my name is Luca Badoa. If you want to sing it down quickly, don't ask me.
Brilliant. Excellent stuff. Right, okay, I've got one more quick one to do, and then we will be on to the grid walk, which we'll finish up with. So the next one is the BBC 5 Live and BBC One commentary teams discussing at the track day for the day of the race what they had for dinner last night in sort of the styles and the amount of energy that each sort of team brings to the Formula One commentary world. So, as and Stephen Roy, as Crofty Alex, as Martin Brundle Scott, and as Ledyard Gavin.
Oh, nice.
I don't listen to the 5 Live commentaries.
Okay, we can sub Alex for Mr. C.
Who is he? What is he? Who's he doing?
David Croft.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. No.
I might have to do Croft.
I'll have a go
at Crofty.
Okay, we'll put Luke in as Croft, and Gavin, you are Martin Brundle.
What are we doing again?
Yeah, what are we doing?
5 Live and BBC One discussing what they had for what they did the night before in the style of their commentary.
So, awesome.
Go.
Well, I can't start. I'm Brundle.
So what was it that everyone actually did on the night before today? In fact, that wasn't actually today, it was actually yesterday, and actually what happened yesterday, because I'm not entirely sure what happened yesterday. It was yesterday. Yeah. So what happened yesterday, everyone?
Right.
Well,
yes.
Did you see that from my dinner last night?
Well, tell you what happened with me. I actually did this and I did that, and I went home and I had my dinner, and it was actually really good because I actually put it in the oven and actually turned it on, and then I actually covered the meat, and then I actually put the sauce on it, and then I watched TV and I changed the channels one by one, and then I did this, and then I don't even know what I was saying anymore, but you know, I went to bed and did nothing.
What's this Ledyard guy on about?
What's this ledger? My aunt, you know your stuff, don't you, aunt? You know your stuff, aunt. Come on, aunt, you know your stuff. You're a Formula One driver.
Yeah, I'm a Formula One driver. And I can cook better than you can cook in a car. I cook better than anyone. Easy.
Last night I went out into the town and I took my cameraman with me and I walked around and I had my microphone and I bumped into some local.
I can do better said, photos.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here? Are you going to return the face tomorrow? And then I found another random person and I said to him, "What do you think Kimmy's going to do tomorrow?" And then I found Bernie Eccleston and he just fobbed me off again. So I went home.
That's not what Aunt told me last night. What did you say last night, Aunt? Come on, Aunt, you F1 driver.
I said, no way would Bernie fob me off the way fobs these other people off. No way fobs me off.
Well, I'll tell you what I did last night. I actually bought a lottery ticket. I entered the lottery and I picked my numbers and I actually went and bought my ticket and I went home. And did I win? No.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, okay, we're running out of time.
Oh, please tell me.
I hope you find the lotto was yesterday, Johnny.
Oh, Nick, good luck picking a winner from this, because that was the best 5 minutes of radio we have ever put out anywhere.
All right. Okay, this is basically the crowning achievement next, and it is Martin Wandel's Grid Walk. And I've assigned everyone characters.
Oh.
So, I need you to... okay, Alex, you're going to be Martin Wandel walking down the grid. First, you're going to go to interview a driver, who's going to be Scott. Then you're going to go to one of Marty's randoms, a clueless individual that does not know what they're doing on the grid and can't justify them being there, which will be Mr. C.
Thanks.
next up will be a team principal, who will be Lukey. And then there'll be a random celebrity, he's Gavin. And then finally, as usual, we'll end up with Bernie, who will be Steve.
Who am I? I didn't know who I was, sorry.
You're a
random team principal.
Oh, lovely. Sorry,
well, you can be a mechanic.
Could you just do those again quickly, Nick? Sorry, I just...
Okay, you're supposed to be taking notes here.
Right? I am writing them down.
First, you need to go to a driver who is Scott. It could be any driver on the F1 grid, but an impressive, a real one would be excellent. Next up will be a random person on the grid. It'll be Mr. C. And then there'll be a team principal, who will be Luca. You getting all this?
Yeah.
And then a celebrity of some sort. It'll be Gavin. And then finally, Bernie will be Steven.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, I'm sitting here on the track. David Coulthard isn't with me, and I'm going to go wandering off now. It's important to be on the right side of the track here, and it's the dusty side of the track. And as I see that, I've got to just bat the German commentator out of the way and get to this driver who is on pole. And are you going to talk to us? Are you going to talk to us, Scott?
Oh, I don't know. You have to persuade me.
I'll give you dinner on Thursday.
I'll prepare a million quid, but go on.
I work for the BBC now. That's not no longer possible. What are your prospects for the race? Do you think you're planning to go backwards or forwards?
Well, I think my chances of winning are probably about as high as your trousers, Martin.
Excellent. We've got to go now. We've got a lot of people to get through. I'm walking down. Sorry, we couldn't stay with Scott for any longer, but you know, I needed a comeback and I didn't have one. So as I'm wandering down, I don't see any drivers. All of the drivers have gone off to the loo.
Martin.
Hi.
From ING. Hi. Hello. How's it going? We're sponsoring the race today. Have you heard of ING? It's going so well for us. We love sponsoring the new night race. We're from ING, by the way. We also sponsor that team with Alonso, and he's going to win because it's ING, Martin. Mark my words. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful. What do you reckon of ING's chances of winning this race, Martin? Hi!
Cheating.
Hi! Martin.
Hey. Hi. Wow. Now. Sorry. I'm looking for the panda grid. Oh, gosh. I can't believe that person hijacked me from some strange company in the banking industry. Okay, quickly, we've got to find a team principal here. We'll seem to find one here. Team principal Lukey, how are you?
Hi.
What do you think your prospects are for the race?
Well, Lewis and Heike just need to go around the track and around the corner and around the next corner and the corner after that and around the chicane and round onto the next lap and then do that 56 times. But I think the prospects are well for my track.
When you talk, I fall asleep. Is there a way that you could maybe talk about the race without the boredom?
Oh, well, the race is part of the Grand Prix calendar, you see, and the calendar is made up of 17 races. I'm part of McLaren. Hello, ma'am. I'm Martin Whitmarsh. I'd just like to remind you of that fact, but at the end of the day, no.
Okay, thanks, Martin. That's wonderful. I think we've got... you have to walk backwards here for this bit. Here we go. I think we're going to go off and find somebody else here quickly. This is multi-award-winning celebrity Gavin.
Wow, who do you drive for?
No, nobody anymore.
What's that? Why have you got those funny antennas sticking out your head? Wow, look at that car over there. Look, aren't they bright and pretty colours, except for that ugly one that says Ing on the side. Who drives for that? I can't understand him. He's got big eyebrows. Who's he?
I'm interested to find out who your dealer is. Please send me the details.
It's this really weird Italian guy called Flavio something, but I don't know, man.
Well, I think you're wonderful. I'm trying very hard to interject some of your song titles into this interview, but
luck.
Sadly, you
good
don't exist, so
space,
it can't.
Man, this is cool. Way, yeah. These loud cars go, man, this is awesome.
That's amazing. Thanks, Gavin. I'll see you later. Okay, we're walking further down the grid. Hold on a minute. Who's this grabbing my arm? Two, three, four, five.
Ooh.
I thought Stephen was going to come in on the satellite delay there.
Is Stephen still around?
Stephen's falling off the grid.
Bernie may have given you the cold shoulder.
You didn't tell me it was Bernie's talking. Hi, Martin. Are you still with ITV? Nudge. You've got to be on with me. This is the president of Tajikistan. Tajikistan are building a circuit for 2012. You need to speak to his first interpreter who speaks English to Russian, and then the one takes the Russian and translates it to Tajikistan.
Can't even. Yeah. Bernie, I hate you.
I'm afraid we've overrun.
That little man over there with the funny wig on. Who's he?
Oh dear, we've run into that slab, I'm afraid.
Hey,
so,
this is awesome radio. Love it.
Oh, it's cool. We've run out of time. It was really good though. I was a bit worried that it wouldn't work at all, but luckily you guys are funny enough.
I think you've started something. You've started something here that you will not be able to control, Nick.
I have no idea who won. I was too busy laughing to be making up points. But I think you should all just be joint
winners.
Just
the sideboard panel. You just let rip on it.
Pick your favourite.
Awesome.
If it was up to me, so I think Christine probably won that.
Me? I wasn't even here.
We can award it to Christy. I think a joint award to all of you. It was a bit unfair because some people got more parts than others. So I think, yeah, you can all say you've done well. And no drive of the day.
Thank you. Well, I think Kathy should be driver of the day for hosting the call.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheers, well done, Kathy.
Thank you, guys.
Kathy, yeah. Woo.